Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I appreciate you showing up and tuning in. Today's video, I want to talk about the concept of chasing women, and even more specifically, not just chasing women, but the way us guys can get into a rut of chasing approval, chasing attention, chasing affection, chasing somebody to somehow confirm that we're good enough and that we belong and that we're valuable men. The chasing energy is an energy we learn as a young man. Chasing energy is us dying for the gold star in first grade, trying to win the spelling bee. That was me. I was always the good speller. Maybe that's why I like to write. I don't know. I was always chasing the compliment from my mother. You're a strong boy. You're such a gentleman. You're such a good boy. Look at those muscles. And then as I got older and started to discover women, I wanted them to like me. I wanted women to think I was good looking and think that I was smart and think that, you know, I could dance well, whatever. I was looking for approval. And nothing evil about this. It's just what we do as young men, but it's a chasing energy. We start getting programmed into ourselves this chasing, pursuing energy that the only place to find confirmation in our worthiness and our value is outside of ourselves, that we need a woman somehow to confirm that. So fast forward 20 or 30 years and you're in a relationship or a marriage with a woman, and all of a sudden you're hearing some of those things I talk about a lot. You know, I really, really love you. I'm not sure I'm in love with you, or I'm not sure I can love you the way you want to be loved. That's a new one, right? I'm not sure I want to live the life that you want to live. And you start feeling all this doubt. So you start pursuing, you start chasing again, you start gripping on to find out what you can do to make this woman like you and make you feel good. Pursuing energy or chasing energy comes from neediness inside. And I know that can feel like an insult. It can feel like a slap in the face that we're being called needy little boys. And I don't mean to insult you. The truth is I have a needy little boy inside me. He's about 13 years old, and most of you do too. And inside us is this little boy who doesn't forget, he never quite learned that his worthiness, his value as a man, his intellectual value, his social value, his sexual value, his spiritual value is inside him. He was born with it. He doesn't get that from hanging around women. He doesn't get it from women giving him kisses and hugs and sex. It doesn't come from that. It comes from within. And in men's work, so much of your realization that this game is not about chasing others for approval, it's chasing yourself. It's chasing yourself to hold yourself accountable, to be more independent, to understand your value, to declare what you mean to the world and who you are and what you believe. The game is chasing self-reliance, not chasing women for their approval. And so this video is all about helping you remember that when you feel yourself feeling anxious or depressed or worried or upset or frustrated or confused in the hands of a woman or in the presence of a woman, it's not about her. She can't help you. As much as you want her to love you and think like you do and value the things you do in the way that you think, she can't do that. She doesn't think exactly the same way. She doesn't think exactly in the same romantic, intimate, sensual, and sexual terms that you do. And you have to understand that your woman isn't designed to fulfill all of your intimate needs. You first need to feel like you are a full man before you start expecting other people to fill up your buckets. You have to learn how to fill up your bucket of significance and personal growth and contribution, that you know love is inside you, and it's with your brothers and other men and friends and family. Intimacy can be had at any level. The conversations that I have with men on the pre-coaching calls, consultation calls, or during coaching are very, very intimate calls. We get very deep. We get very personal. We get very vulnerable. It gets pretty scary sometimes in there. And it's just two guys talking. It's some of the most intimate talk a guy will ever have. That type of intimacy can fill your bucket up just as much as making love to a woman. I know it doesn't feel as good, but what I'm trying to tell you is that intimacy is available to you everywhere. And once you start to learn that, you start to lose the pursuing, needy, chasing energy of thinking that your woman is the one and only place to get that. And the one thing I can tell you is that when a woman sees a man who has become self-reliant and he's filling his own buckets of affection and approval and appreciation, he knows he's good, he knows he's confident, he knows he's valuable, that's when women start to notice. That's when they start to relax and they feel safe. They don't feel as pursued or pressured to be your everything. And so what I want to say in this video is, think about that. Think about next time you feel depressed or anxious or confused or frustrated. It's probably coming from that 13-year-old little boy inside you, just like I have in me, who's wanting to pursue somebody to tell him he's okay. And I'm here to tell you that you're already okay. You were born okay. And today you're okay. And tomorrow you'll be okay too. So as soon as you lose the energy of neediness and you start coming at it from a different perspective, one that says, I'm already full, I'm already okay, I guarantee you that things around you will shift. Things at work will shift. Things in your business will shift. Things in your relationship shift. Even parenting relationships with your kids shift. And I'll be doing a video later about that, about some of the things that change when men do this work. Thanks for watching today. I really appreciate you tuning in and watching and sharing all this stuff with me. I'm growing with you, brother, and I appreciate your help in doing it. Take care. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.